Chapter 6. Next morning, on her way to the factory, Liza came up with Sally. They were both of them rather stale and bedraggled after the day's outing. Their fringes were ragged and untidily straying over their foreheads. Their back hair, carelessly tied in a loose knot, fell over their necks and threatened completely to come down. Liza had not had time to put her hat on and was holding it in her hand. Sally's was pinned on sideways, and she had to bash it down on her head every now and then to prevent it coming off. Cinderella herself was not more transformed than they were, but Cinderella, even in her rags, was virtuously tidy and patched up, while Sally had a great tear in her shabby dress, and Liza's stockings were falling all over her boots.
"Watch here, Sal,"
said Liza when she caught her up.
"I've got such an head on me this morning,"
she remarked, turning round a pale face, heavily lined under the eyes.
"I don't feel too chirpy neither," said Liza sympathetically. "I wish I hadn't drunk so much beer," added Sally, as a pang shot through her head. "Oh, you'll be all right in a bit," said Liza.
Just then they heard the clock strike 8, and they began to run, so they might not miss getting their tokens, and thereby their day's pay. They turned into the street, at the end of which was the factory, and saw 50 women running like themselves to get in before it was too late. All the morning Liza worked in a dead and alive sort of fashion, her head like a piece of lead, with electric shocks going through it when she moved, and her tongue and mouth hot and dry. At last lunchtime came.
"Come on, Sal,"
said Liza.
"I'm going to have a glass of bitter. I can't stand this any longer."
So they entered the public house opposite, and in one draught finished their pots. Liza gave a long sigh of relief.